Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop overthinking, start believing, and remembering just how capable you already are. If you caught note number one, we talked about those moments when self-doubt starts creeping in and how to stop letting it steal your power. Today, we're building on that because once you calm the spiral, you need something to fill that space or doubt will try to sneak right back in. And that something is momentum. By celebrating the wins, even the ones that don't look like wins yet. You ever notice how quick you are to remember your mistakes, but you forget your progress? You keep mental scorecards of every misstep, but somehow forget all the tiny victories that got you here. Well, girl, you need to start keeping the receipts because every time you follow through on something, big or small, that's proof. Proof that you can trust yourself. Proof you're not starting from scratch. Proof that you're already building the confidence you've been chasing. So today, I'm talking about how to collect those receipts, how tiny wins create the kind of confidence that sticks. And here's the wildest part. Every time you do that, you're literally rewiring your brain to believe in you. Confidence isn't something that just shows up one day. It's trained, like a muscle, through repetition. So every time you take a small action, your brain stores that receipt. That's what I call neural proof, evidence that says she does what she says she'll do. And when your brain starts collecting those receipts, it starts releasing dopamine, that feel-good signal that says, hey, that felt good, let's do it again. So even the tiniest wins will start building a cycle of belief. The more you do, the more you trust yourself. And the more you trust yourself, the more you do. That's the real secret to confidence, not perfection, but proof. Picture this. You wake up already feeling behind. So you look at your to-do list and think, what's the point? But then you make your bed anyway. Or maybe you finally send that resume, even though parts of you whisper, you're not ready. You may even decide to walk into that meeting, say what you're thinking, instead of staying quiet like you used to. Or maybe you finally said no to something that would have stretched you too thin, and this time you didn't apologize for it. And the second it's done, you hear that other voice, the one that says, that's not a big deal. But that voice is wrong. Those are the moments that matter the most. Those are your micro wins, tiny choices that say, I'm in charge of me. They are proof points that start rewiring your confidence story one decision at a time. Here's the thing. Your brain loves evidence. Every time you follow through, you're building that neural proof. The signals that say she follows through, she keeps her word. And those tiny signals build momentum. That's why momentum matters more than motivation. Motivation waits for you to feel ready. Momentum starts before you do. Confidence isn't a result, it's a loop. You act, and then you see a tiny result. So you feel proud, and you act again. The problem is, most of us break the loop by downplaying our progress. We work out and say, but it was only 20 minutes. We'll write a page and say, it's not the whole chapter. We'll speak up and think, I stumbled. Stop shrinking your wins. Confidence is built in the moments you almost skipped, but showed up anyway. Okay, so let's talk about how to start collecting your receipts. Step one, notice the micro wins. The small ones count the most. Maybe it's replying to an email that you've been avoiding. Maybe it's drinking glasses of water when you really don't want to. Maybe it's sending the pitch. Maybe it's going for a walk. Tiny wins done consistently beat big goals avoided out of fear. Next, you're going to name it when it happens. Say it out loud. I did that. It might sound silly, but that simple acknowledgement tells your brain, this matters. And then you're going to track it somewhere you can see it. Start a confidence receipts list in your notes app, your journal, or even on sticky notes. Every time you follow through, add it to the list. When doubt shows up, pull your receipts. It's hard to argue when you have evidence. You don't need more motivation. You need proof that you've already got the momentum. Now, I know you've got big dreams, But confidence doesn't come from waiting till you feel ready. It comes from small, repeated acts of courage. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, you're sending a message, I can trust me. And that message rewires your entire mindset. You stop needing validation. You stop second guessing. You start leading your life instead of waiting for someone else to tell you how. That's the power of receipts. It's not about proving anything to the world. It's about reminding you of who you already are. Now, yesterday we talked about how to stop the spiral. This right here is how you stay out of it. You replace doubt with data, the tiny proofs that say, I'm showing up for me. So if you missed note one, DM me the word stop and I will send you that 1 minute reset to pair with today's challenge. So speaking of today's challenge, I want to challenge you this week to start keeping receipts. Celebrate the little stuff, the I showed up anyway moments. Because confidence isn't built in the big wins, it's built in the quiet ones that no one sees but you. Now, if this episode gave you that spark, I'd love for you to share your micro win with me on Instagram or Threads. You can tag me at Coaching with Yaya. Let's flood the feed with proof that we're all growing one tiny win at a time. And next time, we're going to be talking about the morning reset that changes everything in just 60 seconds. So you're not going to want to miss it.